We would like to thank Karen and Jake Abelovitz for sponsoring this morning's Lach Salon Lehila Nishmas Shefa with parents Leah Ben Abba and Leah Bas Avram and Karen's brother Yoshua Ben Shimon Dov. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. And so today we are continuing a mission that we started last week. The Mishnah which we will review can be found on the top of the source sheet, source number A, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Have a Zahir B'Talmud, be careful in study. Sheshikagos Talmud Ola Zadon. An error when it comes to studying, or Talmud, we'll just translate as study for now, an error when it comes to studying counts as a deliberate sin. When we started analyzing last week is why would something that is done by accident or unintentionally be considered intentional? It doesn't seem to be fair. As well as trying to figure out what exactly is the message, what are we learning, what mistakes are we making, and what's the ramification of these mistakes that seems to be treated so severely. Not just that we're treating what you did as what you did. Okay, it makes sense. I did something by accident. You want to tell me I'm punished for doing an accident? I can even understand that. I mean, sometimes we're unintentional and we'll say, okay, there are consequences to being unintentional. I didn't mean to get into a car accident. It was unintentional, but there's still consequences for that. Okay, that's one thing. I understand that. Not necessarily fair, quote unquote, in the sense that I didn't mean to, but it doesn't matter. Didn't mean to, you still have consequences. But here, that's not what we're saying. We're saying we're treating it as if you did it on purpose. So it was an accident, but we're saying, no, it's as if it was intentional. So again, what does that mean? What's the purpose? What's going on here? So we did last week, for those who weren't here, was the first side of the page. We saw a Gemara that alluded to this concept and brought it in at the end to prove a point. We saw disputes between the Pnei Yeshua and the Maharsha as well. That was source number 3. And we saw, just on this basic, simple explanation, we'll review this for Rashi. Look at source number 2. Rashi said, Hevizayir b'Talmud. He understands Talmud as Gemara. What's Gemara? Shuteretz Tamei HaMishnayos. It's the explanation of Mishnayos. Oim Tishma Davar Mishnah Mirabcha. If you listen to a Mishnah from your Rebbe, Hazar L'shol Talmud, you should be careful to ask questions. So basically, Talmud means the understanding, the analysis of concepts. Mishnayos are just straight up laws, but just sometimes you hear something, and if you don't think about it, you don't ask questions, you don't analyze it, you don't really fully understand what you're reading. So Rashi's saying, Hevi Zahir B'Talmud means be careful when you hear something, when you hear a Mishnah, or you hear something from your Rebbe, a statement from your Rebbe, make sure you ask, make sure you analyze, make sure you understand, because if then, as a consequence, because you did not ask and you did not try to figure out that reason, that's why you're held responsible, because you didn't really put in your full effort. You didn't think it through. So you are held responsible for not thinking things through. If you just get a statement, you have to analyze it, you have to ask. So that was Rashi. What we're going to do today is what seems to be a daunting task, but I actually think it's going to be relatively more straightforward than it usually is. If you flip the page over, source number 5 is one source. Okay, the entire page here, 8.5 by 14 sheet of paper, this is one source of the Medrash Shmuel. So the Medrash Shmuel, who we have quoted in the past, but usually when I quote him, I'll pull one idea from what he writes. But if you go through his commentary on Perkei Avos, this is what basically every Mishnah looks like. He compiled a dozen or so sources. He gives his own explanation, and he tells you what other people before him stated. He's writing in the 16th century in Sfat, and he's compiling things that are written before him, and then giving his own analysis. So I thought it would be interesting, especially in a Mishnah like this, which seems to be, even though we don't fully understand it, relatively straightforward. Don't forget things. Don't make mistakes, because it's important not to make mistakes. It gives us 12 different possible explanations. So we're going to go through this. You're going to see the different areas and the different possible understandings of this Mishnah that he alludes to. Some will be more shot. You could analyze it in terms of, do you think that's what the Mishnah actually means? Some will be a little bit more stretched, as it were, to prove a point. But I think what we're going to be take away lots of very fascinating and interesting messages that hopefully will stay with us. And remember, if you don't understand something, what are you supposed to do?
Ask.
Ask, okay? So come away with a good understanding by the end of this this large source. So let's see. Source number 5, and I broke it down for you. A, B, C, D, etc. So let's start with A. So he says here, Efsher shehizir la'adam, shehazahir b'mesh alamad, shol yishkach mipiv klal. So number one, he says, it's perhaps teaching us that people should be careful with whatever we learn, that we don't forget it at all. Don't forget anything. So notice how he has a slightly different version. We have Hevizar b'talmud. He has Hevizar b'limud. Be careful with learning, because mistakes with learning count as intentional. Kolomar aveira gorer zari. This is how he understands it. Why is it that making a mistake while learning is considered as if it was intentional? So Rashi said, because he should have clarified. But look what he says. It's avera goreres avera, which is a concept we've seen in the past, that by doing one sin, it tends to lead to other sins. So what's the sin, and what's the other sins that he's alluding to? So v'im b'tchila lo nizaras v'shachachta k'tzas halachos b'shigiga. He says in the beginning, you weren't careful. And maybe we can claim that that was a mistake. I wasn't careful and I forgot. I forgot our anniversary. I forgot to take out the garbage. I forgot, right? I forgot. What do you want from me? I forgot it. So what's the problem? So that's shigiga. But you forget, it's going to lead down the road to worse things. Yavos man shebimered uvima'al teisha v'tasira milipva. It's eventually going to lead to you actively forgetting to take out the garbage. For you actively forgetting about the anniversary. So meaning, in terms, obviously he's talking about learning here, but if I'm not careful about my learning, and I don't really care that much, as it were, I don't go over what I learn, so yeah, it's not that I'm doing it on purpose, it's not that I don't care about it, that's not really what's going on here. But eventually, psychologically, avera gereris avera, that unintentional, will, it's not like we consider the unintentional intentional, that's not what he's saying. He's saying the unintentional will lead to an intentional sin. Because once you start cutting some corners and not being careful about one thing, eventually, psychologically, maybe through cognitive dissonance, the fact that eventually if I forgot, well, maybe it means I don't really care so much, and therefore I don't really care, or I have to defend myself now, and that turns into a fight, and then all of a sudden, like, I forget to do it on purpose, you know, because I want to get back at you, right? There's ways that this can psychologically turn into something intentional. So that's how we understand it. It's fascinating. Not that we consider it intentional, it's that it will eventually lead you to do an intentional transgression. End of that second line, continuing. So the pasuk says that you should be careful, this is in reference to the to remembering the Har Sinai, the giving of the Aseres HaDibros, etc., the giving of the Torah. The pasuk says, be careful that you don't forget the things that you saw with your eyes. Ufen yasuru milvavecha kol yimei chayecha. Maybe you will remove it from your heart all the days of your life. Hishamer lecha. So number one is hishamer lecha. The first part of that pasuk is be careful lest you forget. So hishamer lecha rotze lomar hevizayir velimud. Pentishkach es advar masher ruay necha. That's the first part of the pasuk. It's saying be careful not to forget. But then, then the second half of the pasuk, you did it by accident, you forgot, you weren't paying attention. Then the second part of the pasuk says, pen yasuru milvavecha. What is yasuru? Yasuru is not forgetting. Yasuru is intentional. I'm actively removing it from my heart. Lasira milivcha b'mezid. It's a very beautiful read of the pasuk, and that's how he's reading the Mishnah, is that starting with accidents, forgetting, will eventually lead you to intentional. So be careful to not do the accidents, right? Set reminders on your phone to take out the garbage. Or set reminders about the anniversary. Again, metaphor for us now. Make sure you go over what you learn in order that you don't forget it. Not only because we don't want you to forget it, because that lack of follow-through or forethought that you might forget things as Rashi actually said, we didn't read it now. Rashi said that, or Rabbeinu Yonah said, it's natural for us to forget. And because you didn't go out of your way to try to sort of prepare for that, plan for the fact that I don't remember well. Okay, so what system of reminders did you set up? What calendars did you put into place so you could remember? What series of memory techniques and mnemonics did you try to put together so you could remember what you just learned? Well, if you didn't put in that effort, it's as if you did it on purpose. Here we're saying that that will eventually lead to something being done on purpose. Yeah?
Is it possible that Lulu Torah is in a separate category? Because if you think of Shoge in the literature, if you have a Shabbos for Shoge, it means either you didn't know for Shabbos, or you didn't know that what you did was wrong. But that doesn't apply to Lulu Torah. It's a constant mission that we have. So you can't just say that you didn't know.
You can't claim I didn't know. So the question is, and you're getting to a good point, which we're going to elaborate on, what is it that I didn't know?
Right?
Is it, and what's the shigigo? What am I forgetting here? Am I forgetting the content? Right? And then what we're basically saying now is that forgetting content is not an excuse, because we know you're going to forget content unless you try hard to remember. And now we're saying a step further is that that will eventually lead to an intentional problem because of this is of Averigoras Avera concept. Yes?
Sometimes memory is out of our control.
Okay, so that's a good question. That's a good point. I would counter that even though sometimes memory is out of our control, and there are definitely, you can go with an extreme case where somebody has a learning disability or a memory deficit or some neurological problem where memory is literally out of our control. Or age. So the question becomes, how hard did that person try to remember? Meaning, sometimes, I think this is a good lesson for all of us to take away. Sometimes we use age or we use natural difficulty in remembering things as an excuse to not even try to remember. I didn't say you. I said. I think this is generally what people do. I think that's what Rabbeinu Yonah was saying in the last page on source. If you wanted to look it inside in source number 4, he says that it's natural for us to forget. It's hard to remember, and that's okay. That's okay that it's hard. The question is now, what did you do to try to counteract that? And if the answer is nothing, then that's a problem. Then you don't have an excuse. If you did try to remember and you reviewed it 5 times after you learned it, then. And you still didn't remember, then you could go to God and say, listen, I studied this every day of my life, and for some reason I can't get it. It doesn't, right? Think about your students, right? So a student says, I don't remember. Did you study for the test? Right? Did you review it last night? Did you review it the night before? And if they did, and if they said, yes, I did, so then what do we tell them? Well, review it more, right? Or get a tutor, or get more practice. So we hold sometimes our students to that standard, but then we don't hold ourselves to the same standard. So if it's something that's important to us, we will review it and we'll try to remember it. Did we? Again, this might be a bias of mine, but did we look in the psychological literature and buy a book on tricks to remember things? Right? There are literally books on strategies to better remember things. Mnemonic devices is one of them, right? Something called method of loci also. I mean, there's a dozen of them that there's ways to try to remember. And if we didn't try to do that, then we can't say memory's bad. If we did it and then we still couldn't do it, then maybe we have an excuse. Yeah, yeah. So he taught him 400 times and he kept teaching him over and over and over again. There are students or there are people who have difficulty with these things. But the question is, how hard did you try to compensate for that? Okay, let's bring it back together. Let's look at source number 5b. 5b. Second explanation of the Medrash Shmuel. O efshar shehizhir lo adam shelo yigva libo shelo lahashpilas atzmo lios lamad mikol adam. So totally different explanation. This is great about the Medrash Shmuel. From one to the other, he's going to give you totally different explanations. First one is that there's cognitive dissonance. Avera, I'm going to lead to eventually doing it on purpose. Now he says that's not what the problem is. The problem is that this is a character problem. What's the character problem? That you're too arrogant.
Why are you too arrogant? Because what are we saying? We're saying that you should clarify. Why didn't you clarify? I'm not talking about you, but why didn't someone clarify? So perhaps he didn't clarify because he thinks, I can't ask that guy. I'm better than that guy. I can't ask him for help. I can't ask him to tell me, to teach me something. Because I know everything. I know. I can't. It's too embarrassing. Different statuses. So read that again. Oh, Epsher Shehizir Ladim Shalom Yigva Libo. You shouldn't be arrogant. Shalom Lahashpulos Atzmo Lios Lamad. I shouldn't put myself lower in order to be lo made me call Adam, which is something that we've learned in the past, right? Ezu Chacham lo made me call Adam. Lachain Amar. Bini, have a zar lilmod ye mimi shiye. Learn from, doesn't matter. Whoever it is, they're lower than you, still learn. Don't let your arrogance get in the way. Sheshigiga salimud ola zadon, kilomar masha ta shogeg vitoe belimud lizadon yichashig lacha, lefisha siba isa ki zadon libcha hishiatcha, so lahashku atmacha begabascha garmacha. Why are we treating this so strictly? Why are we saying that the mistake is considered intentional? It's because the only reason you're making a mistake right now is because you are arrogant. And if you weren't arrogant, you would not have made the mistake. So we are going to punish you, as it were, more harshly, because if you had better character, this wouldn't have happened. You would have asked, you would have clarified, and then you would not have made a mistake. So that's why we make this more intense than it actually was in reality, because of the character flaw. 5C. The Epsher Od Lefarish. Shemidaber im harav. Shezoyer lelamed l'talmidav. So this is speaking to a teacher. Somebody alluded to this last week, that the message isn't to the student. So far, both messages have been to the learner. Now the message is to the teacher. What's the message to the teacher? That you should be careful how you teach, and you should teach bilashon nikia vikala. Speak clearly, with clarity, simply. Bizehu belimud dekaamar below yotzi mipiv davar sovel shnei perushim. Don't say something that could be interpreted in a number of different ways. Kedei shlo yitu atalmidim bedvarav. Right? So that you don't have the students misinterpret what you said. So you have to think through what you're going to say in order that what you say doesn't get misinterpreted. We did this all the way in the beginning. First parak is that you have to be careful with what you say, that maybe that the... Did we do this? We did. There's a...
Right.
Be careful what you say, because maybe the students will learn, and then they'll end up drinking bad waters, and then they'll go off to a bad place, and whatever. The point here is that be careful with what you say. Oh, we also did this with the context was Antigonus. So Antigonus Antigonus said, don't act towards God expecting reward. So he had two students who misinterpreted what he said, that they thought that he meant that there is no reward. And because of that, Sadok and Baitus, and because of that, they went and created their own sort of separate religion, as it were. Right? So the critique was actually of Antigonus. Be careful with what you say, because your students might actually misinterpret it. So the point here is for teachers. Teachers or parents, anybody who's educating somebody else, should be careful about what they say, so that it is not something that can be interpreted in a number of different ways, that the person can make a mistake. But Amar, end of that second line of 5C, Va'amar Shishikagos Halimud Kilomar Hashogeg Hanimshach Mimashla Mata Shitobid Varacha Ola Lecha Lizadon. The mistakes that your students make because you were not clear counts as your intentional mistake. Again, even though technically you might not have in mind that this would happen, your lack of planning and being careful with a responsibility that you have as a teacher makes it that you are responsible. It's like it's a zadon for you. She'imratzisa hayisa zayir bidvarecha. Fascinating line. If you really cared, you would have been more careful. Right? Same thing with the memory, I think, from before. If you really cared, you would have been more careful. In a harsh statement, but important. Zev and Laser.
I remember there was a song,
transferred over the neighborhood, that there's this function for the Tshiva, kind of Tashutaba Murphy-Kuach Nefesh. So, I said to someone, how can he say that? It's a little bit of hyperbole, and he's not the first one to indulge in it. But it's also a premise from which conclusions logically follow. If it's Pikuach Nefesh, then I can drive materials on Shabbos to the place where it's going to happen.
Okay, so you bring up a good point that it's not just that it can be misinterpreted, not just that something can be misinterpreted, but you should be careful with how you phrase things and not necessarily exaggerate things because the lesson gets lost and people might misinterpret it. So that's a good point. So even when, you know, the marketing department should be careful with this as well. Yeah, Laser, and then we're going to do the next one.
Because it seems to me we were learning the point that anybody who makes a mistake is a big deal. I think it's not, because a student, if they make a mistake, the teacher will correct them. This is for the teacher.
Okay, so we'll get there. So we'll see that. Freddie, quickly, yeah.
The very fact that you had the Rahabi Wall of Law written down shows that the rabbi will miss and not being careful with the teaching.
Yeah. There was the fact that we had to write it down means that, I don't know if it wasn't, yeah, it could be they weren't careful. The Rambam talks about that in terms of why arguments started because people weren't necessarily careful with how they were learning. They didn't listen to their students well enough. They didn't listen to their teachers well enough. So yeah, so that's a good point. So now, keep going in C. So what he's going to do for us now is tell us that this message to say that it's talking to teachers actually can be read well into the Mishnah depending on your version of the Mishnah. There's a different version of the Mishnah, which we haven't seen yet, that says as follows. L'fia girsa di'is de'garsi hevizayir b'talmid. Right, we started off by saying hevizayir b'talmud. That's what our Mishnah said. There are some versions that say, be careful with a Talmud. Be careful with a student. And now all of a sudden it becomes clear. Who's this message for? It's for the teacher. Teachers, be careful with your students because the mistakes they make are going to be considered your intentional mistakes. Shishikas Talmud olizadon yis yashev zeh perush yoser mirabech kilu amar evizar b'talmud shlo yita b'dvarecha. So now, etc., etc. It's a message towards the teacher to be careful for the student. Now we will get back to another message for the teacher. Actually, would have made sense even though I just copied in literally his order. It probably would make sense to see that now, but I don't remember which out of the various versions it is, so I'm not going to waste the time. Now let's keep going. When we get back to the teacher, remember that we saw something about a teacher. Okay, so 5D. The Efsher Ol Lefarish. B'yosh Neflaku Razal Im Limud Gadol Umaisa Gadol. Now he's bringing in, it's fascinating, he keeps bringing in like big, powerful disputes that we've seen before. We had the discussion, remember the Abarbanel spoke about this, said that an entire chapter, I believe chapter 2, was related to this dispute. What's better? Is it better to learn or is it better to act? Right? Are actions more important or is learning more important? That was a big dispute that we had. So Rabbi Yehuda here in our mission is coming to tell us, Rabbi Yehuda Lomar, She'ikr zihirus ha'adam yeh belimud yoser min ha'maisa. That learning is more important than action, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Vatam lefisha shigigas limud. Sheomer shachachti hayom velo lamati eino kishigigas hamaisa. Now, Barry, this gets into what you were alluding to. What's the mistake that's happening here? The mistake until this point, we assumed, was a mistake in content. I forgot what I learned. So this interpretation says that's not what the mistake was. What was the mistake? Not I forgot what I learned. I forgot to learn. Right? So shikigos. We'll read that line again. But talmufish shikigos limud sheomer shachachti hayom below lamati. I forgot to learn today. Eino kishikigos hamaisa kolomer sheshachach below asa mitzvah. That's fundamentally different than saying I forgot to do a specific action, a specific mitzvah. Third line in D. Lefisha Maisa Hamitzvos Hu Leprakim, Kishaba Mitzvah Liyado, Bishakach, Velo Asa Mitzvah, Velefam Mashachia Mitzuya, Bibnei Adam, Velachen Shigigal Levad, Techashevlo. When it comes to actions come every once in a while. I don't have a particular mitzvah that I am always obligated to do per se. Actions, sometimes I have to shake a lulav, so I have to shake a lulav. Sometimes it comes up, I have to give tzedakah, I have to give tzedakah. Sometimes I have to be mevaker cholam, I have to be mevaker cholam. We know that people forget things. It happens. So if you forget to be mevaker cholam, it's you forgot. It's an accident. Now, you might have to deal with the person who you forgot to visit. Right? So maybe let's take a Bein Adam L'Makom example. Right? So I forgot to... What's a good forgetting? Bein Adam L'Makom?
Put on tzitzis.
Put on tzitzis. Okay. Perhaps. Right? It might be a little more complicated. But let's say I forgot to put on tzitzis. So, okay. So there was an action you were supposed to do. You forgot to do it. People forget to do actions. It happens. But, Amnam. Halimud asher mitzvaso kol hayom b'kol halayla tamid lo yichashev d'chsiv yegisa b'yom b'layla. Learning is continual obligation. There is never a break from the obligation to learn. Ein kan makom l'shichacha sheyomer hayom shachachti shlo lamati. There is no excuse. There's no way to say, I forgot to learn today. It's a continual obligation. An action that comes every once in a while, and it pops up, and then I forget to do it. Oh, I forgot, and now I lost it. It's done. To go a whole day when you had an obligation the whole day, and saying, now I forgot to learn today, it's not an excuse. It's impossible. It can't be. It's not a good excuse. So if you do that, if you go the whole day without learning and claim, I forgot, that's like you did it on purpose. It's like you did it on purpose, because it's almost impossible for you to do it by accident, to forget the whole day to learn. You can't stop thinking about it. No excuses. We don't get for the whole day. If you forgot to learn, you had a free minute, and you forgot to learn for a minute, and then you remember the second minute. Okay, that's not great. That's an accident, and maybe you have to be more careful next time. But we get it. But for the whole entire day, you can't claim I forgot to learn today.
But we had something previous. Set a specific time for
learning. Yeah, you should set a specific time for learning. So you can't say I forget. So that's a nice tie-in. Maybe that's related to this. Okay, good. So now you see, and what I love about doing this is that you see how within one commentator you can literally break down each word and understand it differently and understand the message differently. Right? The shichacha here now is different than the shichacha according to the previous commentators. The word Talmud according to this is different than the word Talmud according to this. There's just so much layers here that you can mix and match and come out with new and novel interpretations that it's a very powerful exercise, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to go through this type of exercise today. So let's go. We're not done yet. 5e. The Efsher Od Lefarish. There are those, this is what I was referring to before. There are those that say, the Istichar de Garci Abizar Betalmud. Going back to, this is talking about students. Sheshigigas Talmud Ola Zadom. The mistake of a student is considered intentional. Uperish, what does that mean? Dvarav he mekusharim imashe hizir, Rabbi Lezer ben Shamua, yikvod Talmud chachav v'alacha kishalcha. Right, so remember the previous Mishnah, that said that you should be careful with the honor of your students. So now we're tying this into that message. Kamokein hizir Rabbi Yehuda v'amar hevizar betalmud, kolomar bekavoda talmud. So now he says that we're telling you the same message. Be careful with the honor of your students. Don't denigrate your students. Now Rabbi Yehuda is coming along and saying, I'll tell you another reason why that's important. The mistake that your students make counts as if it was on purpose. Kilomar im tizalzelbo. If you denigrate, make fun of, don't treat fairly or nicely your students, Efshar Talmud Yishko Kinegdafa. Now he is going to, this is a very fascinating term. Yishko Kinegdafa. He's going to, what is Yishko Kinegdafa? Mistake against you. So what is he talking about here? So keep that in mind for a second. So good. Go think about the revenge statement for a second. Let's keep reading. Vishigigas Talmud Kinegda Ravu Ola Lizadom. The mistakes that the student makes towards the teacher is considered zadon, ki rabahi, it's really bad. V'lezadon yichashavlo, it's as if it was done on purpose. V'ata garamtalo, and you are the one who caused it. V'lachein asa ba'ofen shlo tiyeh siba la'anisho, ki gam ano shetzadik lo tov. So you want to avoid any possible reasons why, presumably, your student should get punished. Right, so what's he saying here? What's he saying? So it's on me, the teacher. I should be careful because his mistakes against me are going to be considered as if they're intentional. So what are these mistakes against me? So I think you can interpret it in a number of different ways. If you want to just say straight up, the student's going to make mistakes. As someone know what it means. He's upset at me because I'm being mezalzel to him, so he's going to make mistakes against me?
No, he won't
want to
learn.
So he won't want to learn.
He's not going to, it's not going to be a mistake.
Yeah.
He's going to do something against his teacher.
Right. So the question is, do we go that far to say that shigiga here does not mean mistake? It means that he's going to intentionally do something, but we might even consider that shigiga because it's not really his fault, it's your fault, but then we're going to consider it intentional. It's a little too confusing for me. It sounds like it's, yeah.
If you don't give kavod to your tamid, he will do the same thing to you. It's revenge. But when he does it, he it's a shigiga. But it's you are the cause of it.
Right. So that could be one way to understand it is that he's going to do it intentionally, and that's now he's going to do it intentionally. But for him, it's really unintentional because it's not his fault; it's my fault. So then it's considered my fault. But it doesn't sound like that's what he's saying. At the end, I think he's saying that the student's mistake is considered intentional, even for the student, and that's still on me because I'm the one who caused that to happen. So perhaps this might be too psychological. Right? When you think about mistakes, right? The shigiga of the Talmud. So when a student is upset at me or is resentful against me, and now he makes a mistake in his learning, might be some subconscious stuff going on there, right? Meaning he doesn't intentionally want to do anything bad against me, but he's not going out of his way to do anything right. He's not doing anything. He's not going out of his way to make sure he understands everything properly. He's not going above and beyond to, right? So he's sort of like unintentionally, but purposefully making a mistake, right? So it's a little bit confusing, but that might not be what he's saying, but that concept of the shigiga kenegdecha is a strange term. Right, he's making a mistake against me. So unless you say, but that's not intentional. So that is intentional. That is intentional. That's not a shigiga. So it gets into the complexity of the mind of a student who you don't treat nicely, and what exactly the repercussions and his actions that come out of that. They're going to be complicated. They're not going to be ideal. It's not going to be that he's going to learn well and understand well and treat you well and behave well. And you are responsible for that. You as the teacher have to take responsibility because it's your fault that you didn't treat him nicely, that his whole complicated psyche at this point, whether it's shigiga, mazid, somewhere in between, is really all on you. And you have to take responsibility for that. So that's my vague way of explaining this. Yeah.
It's almost sort of that, let's say, if you do not treat the students in the proper way, then he will just turn off. It's not intentional, but he will be turned off and won't learn.
Right.
And that's all you.
Yeah, that could be. He's going to turn off, he's not going to try, he's not going to care. That just doesn't explain. You just have to read that into Yishko Kenegdecha. Meaning you could say Kenegdecha, I'm reading too much in Kenegdecha. Kenegdecha doesn't mean against you, it means in front of you. He's going to start making all these mistakes because he doesn't care, and then we're going to treat that as intentional. Okay, that could be.
What about the student misinterpreting the Rebbe's motives, the Rebbe's character?
Okay, so yeah, what would that do?
It's still the Rebbe's responsibility, but we understand Shigiga now is that the student has misunderstood and is
Okay, so the shikaga is not on the content, but on the Rebbe's motivation. So the Rebbe might be, this could be a trap that Rebbeim fall into, or teachers fall into, is that they think that, you know, maybe a tough love approach is going to work, and I'm really doing this for your sake. And parents fall into this trap all the time, right? I'm doing this for your sake. I want to be extra strict or be whatever in order to help you. And at the end of the day, that's not helping them per se. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. You got to be smart about it. But it could be that the child then misinterprets it and says, and children, especially against parents, but even against teachers, can be overly sensitive in misinterpreting these types of situations, that it's important to have a clear relationship with them, to have clear discussions and make things sort of out in the open, one-on-one fashion to create that connection with the students so you can have these types of tough discussions with them where intentions are sort of on the table, as it were. The last point, I'm going to keep going.
Right. So if a teacher treats you in such a manner, you anchor down to say that the way they what I say.
The student's going to sort of become, again, resentful or aggressive against that, and then will make more mistakes. I guess another way of saying it, he's going to make mistakes because he's purposefully not caring, right? So if I purposefully not care, then it's not like I'm intentionally violating Shabbos. I just don't care enough to listen to you when you're explaining to me the Lamentas Malachos.
How am I going to accept anything from that?
Right. Right. So I don't respect the teacher, so therefore I don't care about what he says. Okay. I hear. So I don't know what age group we're talking to here, but it could be it's talking to older students who already know the previous Mishnah. That could be. Let's keep going, and then we'll get some more comments at the end. Skip F. F is a little bit long and a little bit repetitive. So for now, skip F. I doubt we'll get back to it, but if we do, we'll do it at the end. So we'll go to G. So Varav Rabbi Yehuda Lirma Kasav. Have a zar b'chachma, shatal lomei b'choker v'dorish ba, shlo tase b'yadcha kfira k'neged Hashem yisbarach, oshum emuna ra, mimena v'limud. Rotzalomar ha'chachma shatal lomei. So he said, totally different interpretation. So he says, be careful when you learn that you don't make a mistake. What mistake? So until now we're talking about making a mistake, about halacha, make a mistake, about what to do. No. Make a mistake in belief system. Belief system. You will now become a kofer, an apikores, a heretic from what you learn. So be careful when you learn that you don't end up coming out with heretical beliefs. Now listen to what he says. Rezlomer ha'chachma shalom edofisha ha'shigiga v'atos v'akfira shetala b'yadcha mitzad ha'chachma ha'muka shahachnasta atzmacha l'ilmodosa ola zadom. Any heretical beliefs or mistakes that you make because of your learning, we count as intentional. Why? It's a mistake. So what did I do wrong here? I mean, to get to the core of what we're doing with most of these interpretations is that in order to understand why we're treating unintentional mistakes as intentional, is that there's something deeper that you're doing wrong here. Whether or not that's arrogance, or whether that's not, you know, you're not careful about what you're teaching, or you're not careful about what you're forgetting because you should have been careful. So what does he say here? Why are we treating this intentional? Why is it worse that you are now making a mistake when it comes to belief system? So kolomar lahanishcha keilu kafarta b'mezit. If you were heretical on purpose, lefi shemi hichnischa lachkor v'lidros v'lilmod b'chachma she'en sichlecha yachol la'asiga. Who gave you the right to try to learn something that you have no business learning? You're not ready for this yet, whatever we're talking about. Right? So he's assuming here is that there's dangerous concepts out there. There's ideas out there that if you are exposed to but you're not ready to be exposed to it, and then you misinterpret it or you read it the wrong way, and then have heretical beliefs that come out of that, that's your fault. Even though you did it unintentionally, you shouldn't have picked up that book before determining, is this a book that I am ready to read? Right? There's a lot of stuff out there that can lead to people misunderstanding and cause problematic belief system. If you're not there and you didn't consult with your teacher, your mentor, is this something I should be learning, I shouldn't be learning, should I stay away from this, what should I read before I read this, what should I read in addition to reading this, or whatever, then you are considered at fault for opening up that Pandora's box without having the skills and the tools to be able to deal with it properly. Right. It could be learning Kabbalah, good. Maybe learning Kabbalah before you're old enough or mature enough or ready. That could be. It could be in a more modern sense. It could be learning about biblical criticism or learning about various ideas that need to be learned at some point, but not if you're not ready to get there. Jackie, you had something? No? Okay. All right, so very, very fascinating, totally different interpretation than we've seen until this point. Let's see. Okay, so you could keep reading that, but it's basically, he says, don't start something if you're not ready to start it, and that's why you are held culpable. Number H. So 5H, another interpretation. V'lev avos kasav. V'ulai yomar tzarech. Shetieh zayir ma'od. Shetieh chacham uvalimud v'yodea das elyon. Lefisha im eincha kain. So he gives a different explanation where he basically says, what's the message here? It's a relatively simple message, is that make sure you're careful about learning. Be somebody who is learned. Why? Because if you are learned, then you will... Then you're gonna try to do as much, mitzvos, etc. You're gonna stay on the right path. But if you're not careful about learning, then eventually, similar to the first explanation with Avera Goreris Avera, if you're not careful about learning, then eventually you're gonna end up doing things on purpose. If I don't care about studying, then I don't care about this mitzvah, and I don't care about this Avera. So one leads to the other. There's basically a correlation between how much you care about learning and how much practice you're going to end up doing in the end. And if you're not careful about learning, then you're going to end up doing things on purpose. But because that's what happens when people are unlearned. So let's say you're a chacham, if you're wise, so you do something wrong, you're going to do tshuva. You know you did something wrong. You're going to try to fix it. If you don't know anything, you're not even going to try to fix it because you don't know you did anything wrong, and eventually that's going to lead down a bad path. If I don't learn for a long period of time, eventually that's going to lead to mazid. It's going to lead to me doing things that are incorrect. So very similar to number A, a little bit different, but similar to number A, that the message here is that if I don't care about learning, I'm not careful about it, then over time what's going to happen, I'm eventually going to do things intentionally against God. Okay, make sure you don't forget that. All right, five I, Ver Benachem LeBeis Meir, the Meiri, writes as follows, Kasav, Hevi Zayir Belimud, Shiu Divrei Torah Mitzuyim B'yadcha, U'mizumanim Lohora, Shi Mishalchu V'Torah Shalo Kahogen B'Shigaga Ola Zadon, Kamis Asik Bora Yesol Is Amal Bo'ad Shi Esadur B'Pip. Totally different interpretation, right? What does it mean that I should be careful? Who are we talking to? Who's my audience? Not just the teacher, more than the different... The rabbi who's not teaching, who's poskening, right? So somebody's asking me a question, and if I'm not learned, if I don't know, if I'm not fluent enough, if I haven't practiced enough or trained enough, when they ask me that question, then I'm going to end up making a mistake in how I poskin the question, how I answer the question, and that mistake in poskening is considered intentional. Because it's basically you've decided, you've chosen to do this as your role, and then you are not living up to your standard, you can't say, I made a mistake, right? If you're a lawyer and you didn't try hard enough and you made a mistake, you're culpable for that mistake. Right? So it's the same thing here. You can't just claim, I made a mistake. Your mistake caused an issue, and you are therefore held culpable and responsible as if you did it intentionally. You should be more careful and be more learned and review everything you're doing so that when such a question comes up, you'll be able to answer it appropriately. J. Umitok tibre Arab Matisyawa Yitzhari. Mashma Havizar Belimud Asher Lamata Lakaimo Lafisha Shigigas Limud Shashigigas Bamesha Lamta. Below Kayemes Oso Ola Zadon Ki Amea Aretz Mimcha Yiru V'chen Yasu V'Zadon. So what's happening here is that we're talking about a role model, somebody who people are looking up to. So forget about posking. Nobody's asking me any questions, but they're looking at me. And they're looking at me, and if I make a mistake and they see my mistake, now they're going to learn from that mistake, and we're going to hold you culpable as if you did it on purpose. Because you, as a role model, should be more careful not to make the mistake. They don't know you did it by accident. So your mistake caused them to do it intentionally. They see you did it, and they don't know you made a mistake. So they now do it on purpose. So your mistake leads to intentional sins from others. So he brings a reference from David that might prove this point, is that people see me, I make a mistake, they do it on purpose. That's why they have to be much more careful. So for them it would be an accident, unintentional. Because they don't know that they're unintentional, but he doesn't seem to be indicating that. He seems to be saying that at least on some level, by unintentional, we don't mean that we might hold that, we might, not that we hold them culpable per se, but they are going to purposefully do this. Right? They might not know that it's a problem, but they're going to do it purposefully. I did it literally, unintentionally, accident, it was a mistake. They're now doing it on purpose. Again, will God hold them culpable? I hope not. It's not their fault. They saw, well, maybe circle back. Now go back to the student, right? We have messages for the students. We have messages for the teacher. If you're somebody and you see somebody doing something, especially if it seems, you know, it might have like a little, we're probably all guilty of this. Like, oh, that guy, I thought this was a problem, but I saw that guy do it, so it must not be a problem. So that's on you now. So on as a watcher of this role model to clarify. Right, so you could circle back to the first explanation. So that's not what he says.
I know.
Right. So you have different ways of interpreting. So either your mistake becomes their zadon, and now you're saying, well, why is it their zadon? It shouldn't be their zadon. They made a mistake. So we're saying that maybe he doesn't mean it as that you're held culpable, but they're doing it intentionally, but they still be, you know, sort of get a free pass because they do. Or no, maybe we say that now it's on them to clarify. Okay, so good point. Look at now last two. K. Va'ritva za'al kasav. Yesh shigorsim hevezari b'talmid va'kavana acher shehizir Rav Elazar b'chavad ha'talmid va'rab Yehuda v'hizir l'rav al-limud ha'talmid. So now it gets back to something we saw, that we're tying it to the previous Mishnah. Be careful with the honor of your student. L'fisha yachlo she'ek fodo chavav alav v'yisya'esh mil'alamdo karo'oi l'fichach amar hevezari b'talmid l'alamdo so karo'oi. So be careful that you treat your students and teach them properly. So it's a slightly different message. It's not that be careful with the honor of your student, you might be mizalzel them, you might treat them, denigrate them, and then they're going to not care anymore. That's not the message here. Care about them so that you as the teacher put in the effort to make sure you teach them well. Right? How many times, again, for the teachers in the room, you know, have you ever had the Yetzer Hara to say, you know, they don't care, I don't care, you know, I'm just going to give up? And the answer is no. You have to honor, keep their honor to the point where you have to struggle, again, with mental health and self-care and, you know, not burnout in mind, you know, each case on their own. But the point here is that you as a teacher should care about them to try as hard as possible to teach them appropriately. So it's a slightly different spin, not about mizalzel. That was a different problem, not about denigrating. This is a problem in terms of how much effort you put in to teach them. So if I don't put enough effort in to teach my student and they make a mistake, it's not just that I spoke unclearly. That was one message to a teacher. Not that I denigrated the student, that's the second message to the teacher. But I didn't put as much effort as possible to make sure they understand and care about what I'm talking about. That's my third mistake. That's another message to the teacher. Last idea. El. The Efsher Ol Defarish. Habizar Belimud. Kolomar B'chol Ma Shalomad Habizar Bo Lekaima. Anything you learn, be careful to act. Lefisha Shigigas Halimud. Kolomar. Misha Shagag. If you make a mistake, you forget, you don't pay attention to what you learn. Even if it was unintentional, we consider it intentional. The fish of itsnu akala, shaya mesaya kavanaso, amashalamad, tekev haya nizkar, shosa davaria asrlo. Kain shigga samay aretz, ki karvo enos, shemiolom lo yada shosa davaria asr, ulishoge yichashablo. So start. Let's work backwards. It says if I don't learn and I say that I don't know, that's not an excuse, right? You should have learned, right? So you can't just opt out and say, oh, if I don't know, it doesn't hurt me. That's not how it works. If you don't know because you didn't try to know, so then you're considered intentional. But that's the last thing he said. What did he say before that? So he said, be careful. That's how I understand what he's saying. Maybe you have a different interpretation. You can read it again. Have a zayir. Bo lekaimo. Make sure you act on what you learned. Why? Because if I lefisha shikigas halimud, if I make a mistake, kolomar misha shagag vamesh shalomad shisiach daito. I learned, then I stopped paying attention to it, and then I made a mistake in that act. It's considered zadon because I could have with a tenua kala shay messiah kavanaso amash shalomad. If I just with a little bit of a switch and realize like just a little bit of an intentionality, a little bit of paying attention, I should have realized, oh, I just learned about this. This is what we're talking about. So basically, I think what he's saying is that we often have this disconnect between what we learn and the theory and the practice. What we learn and then how to go doing it. And be careful when you learn and when you act to try to merge those two together, to try to connect what you're doing in the classroom, as it were, to what you're doing in your house and in the streets and in your home and in wherever you are. Because just with a little bit of a switch, a little bit of like, oh, I just learned about that. Like, oh, now that's what I do. Versus, I learned about that, keep that there, don't remember, don't pay attention, go about my day, do my things, violate various things because I'm not connecting what I did in the classroom or in the shiur to what I'm doing in my real life, and that's now not considered an accident. It's not considered an accident. You just learned about it. So you didn't connect it in your brain between the two. That's on you. So try as hard as you can to connect what you learn to what you do, so therefore you don't have an excuse to say, I forgot. Well, you just learned about it. So how did you forget? So you got to make that connection. Okay, so
it should be Kayam in your mind. It means if you do Hazara, for instance,
So I agree that that is a message in the Mishnah to review what you're learning so that you remember it. I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's saying that the act that you do or don't do, your health, even if it's you say it's unintentional because I wasn't paying attention, but you just learned about it, so you should have connected. That's what I think he's saying. Again, so we have a, I don't know, you could count them, 15 different explanations here with the other side or whatever. Now, it's a dangerous thing to do because the whole message of the Mishnah is to remember what we learned. And when you have 15 things to remember, it doesn't really work so well. So just to review main points, and I will leave you guys for homework to review the other points, is that the message of the Mishnah can be, if you just frame it, to summarize in terms of who the message is for, what the message is, and then why are we treating this so seriously? Those are really our three questions. So who's the message for? What's our options? Student, teacher, or role model slash, you know, posek. So that's our three options. What's the message? Let's go through student. It's the message for student.
Don't be arrogant.
Okay, don't be arrogant. Good. Memory is problematic, so make sure you review everything you learn and make sure you put it into practice. Why do we treat that so strongly? Because these are traps that we easily fall into. Mindlessness is something that we need to be aware of, and we can't just use mindlessness as an excuse. So we are overemphasizing that it is not an excuse. This is something that you are fairly duly warned about. If you don't intervene, you will forget. If you do forget, now it's like you did it on purpose because we warned you. That's message for the student. Message for the teacher.
Teach clearly.
Plan thoroughly. Make sure you put in the effort into what you're planning so your students can understand it well. Make sure those lesson plans are up to date.
Respect
your student, not to denigrate them. And why should you be extra careful about all this stuff? Because any mistakes that your student then makes is on you, as it were, slash this is just really important. So it's easy as a teacher to fall into these traps and make these mistakes. You are duly warned. You make these mistakes now. It is on you. And in terms of the role model and the posek, what's the message? Make sure you know everything well enough that you can answer questions. Mistake and poskening is not an excuse. You are expected to be holding, as well as make sure that you are careful with your actions so people don't learn the wrong things for you. Because, and the reason why this is so important, is because you're a role model, and mindlessness and not being careful in your job is on you. Forgetting is not an excuse. We have to try as hard as we can to remember whatever we learn, and to remember however we teach, and to remember wherever we're being a role model, that people are watching us, and we should try our best to do our best to remember everything and act appropriately.